Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Executive Director for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, about activities being held at the Hall of Fame during Nationals. All the racing fans, all the listeners for this week, what's going to be going down starting with Wednesday with that Sammy Swindell reunion?
Thank you so much for having us on your show today. It's always a great time of year with the Knoxville Nationals right around the corner coming up this week. We start off on Wednesday, August the 9th at 11 o'clock here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum with our Sammy Swindell reunion, and that'll be hosted by Dave Argerbright and Bones Bossier. Sammy sits down with several, we have right now 14 confirmed former crew members of Sammy's crews on past sprint cars. They're going to sit down and talk about Sammy's career with him, all the innovations and engineering things that he's brought to sprint car racing. That's open to the public at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. That'll last about 2 hours up on our second floor. At noon, we have Meet the Knoxville Regulars with Bill Wright and the Knoxville Raceway Drivers scheduled for our theater. That's on Wednesday. And at 1:30 Wednesday, the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Racing with host Johnny Gibson. Of course, Johnny's the announcer for the World of Outlaws Coast to Coast. That'll be upstairs on our second floor in the theater at 1:30. That's Wednesday. That's just the first day. Thursday, our second day, we start at 10 o'clock with our International Sprint Car Racing with David Mills in our theater. 11 o'clock is our members-only reception. This year, we're very fortunate to have Donnie Schatz, and Dave Argerbright will be interviewing Donnie on our second floor. It's a way that we reward all of the people who are members, supporting members of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. If you'd like to see Donnie Schatz and you're not a member, you can easily sign up for $25 for a one-year annual membership here, and then you and a guest can go up and listen to Donnie Schatz. That's at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning. 12 noon, sprint car safety tips with Greg Nickel from Speedway Motors. 1:30, sprint car racing State of the Union. That's always one of our highlighted events. This year, Larry Bowes from Eldora Speedway and his special guest. Last year, he had Tony Stewart with him. You never know who's going to be with Larry at that. That's at 1:30 on Thursday. 3 o'clock on Thursday, very fortunate to have book author Tom Touts talk about his Thunder Road book. It's a book that he's put together by himself. All the proceeds donate the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And that will be a very entertaining show in our theater at 3 o'clock on Thursday. Friday morning, we start off with Sprint Car History at 10 o'clock with Gary Geeler. Gary, of course, used to work with the World of Outlaws, also worked at the Devil's Bowl Speedway. Texas native, knows all about sprint car racing. That'll be at 10 o'clock Friday morning in our theater. Friday at 12 noon, it's the Women in Sprint Car Racing, another very popular forum that we have. It will be in our theater, hosted by Lexi Mills. At 1:30 on Friday, it's Meet the Posse with Pennsylvania announcer, Williams Grove Speedway announcer, Bruce Ellis. And that's when the Pennsylvania drivers come in and talk about racing back in Pennsylvania at 1:30 on Friday. And that will be in our second floor also. Saturday is our big Knoxville Nationals big auction that we do every year. It's the largest auction we hold every year on our second floor with the proceeds to benefit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year we have several outstanding items, autographed items, die-cast items, prints, but really some special gifts, special things this year that you'll only be able to find here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum auction. Again, that big auction is at noon. It's open to the public on Saturday. It's a great way to put a great event right in the middle of your Saturday, the final night of the Knoxville Nationals.
Now, another event that was not covered yet was the golf tournament you have going on Friday morning. Take us through that.
Friday morning, 8:30 at Boss Landon in Pella, we have our annual Knoxville Nationals United Trailers golf tournament. It's a wonderful tournament. It's four persons per team, and they can sign up when they get up to Boss Landon on Friday morning. They'll start signing people up, I believe, at about 7 o'clock Friday morning. It's a very fun tournament. Includes your golf cart, your balls, lunch, a little mini breakfast bar type thing. So it's a lot of fun. Usually we have about anywhere from 80 to 100 people playing that tournament. And I know McKenna Hasse came in and signed up yesterday. So we have lots of really fun people that are going to be with us at the golf tournament up at Boss Landon on Friday morning.
Now, with everybody coming to town, what do they need to do to be a part of some of these events? And also, where can they find out more information?
Well, if you're at home right now listening, you can certainly go to our website, the www.sprintcarhof.com, the sprintcarhalloffame.com website. Also, you can stop in our museum. We have a current list. It's printed out on our front counter. You can come in for free and pick it up. You can see it on the big message board out on Highway 14 in front of our museum. Also, we have a brand new message board courtesy of Impact Signs inside our museum. So if you don't like to carry a piece of paper around with you or fold it up and put it in your pocket, you can just look at the big sign inside our front door. When you come in, it's got all of these events we just talked about listed on them. It tells you the time, the place, all the different people that are going to be there. Also, one thing we haven't talked about is our driver autograph sessions. We'll have driver autograph sessions in the Bob Trossel Garage every day from 10 until 4. Different drivers, sprint car personalities will be with us. Stop by the museum and find out who's going to be back in Bob Trossel's garage when you stop in here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. That's the only place we're publishing the list for the autograph sessions. We're not going to have it online or anywhere else, so we'll only have that here in the museum. So make sure to stop by, get your autographs while you're with us, and that will be all 4 days of the Knoxville Nationals inside at the Bob Trossel garage.
Now, one thing about visitors coming to the Hall of Fame, they're also going to notice a little bit of construction going on. Take us through that construction, where it's at right now when it comes to the Brian Clausen Suites, and what do people need to do to help out with that construction?
First of all, we'd like to thank everybody for their support on the Brian Clausen Suite Tower. To date, we've raised approximately half of the $3.4 million we need to construct the building. So we're halfway there. We've got $1.7 million pledged for the project. We still need $1.7 million. So we're going to be talking with people during the Knoxville Nationals and afterwards about helping us continue to pay for the building. But I think the thing that sprint car fans can help us with is just pardon our dust a little bit over in turn two right now. We have a fence around the construction area because we don't want anybody to get hurt. We just poured some fresh concrete over there a couple of days ago. We've got a lot of bolts sticking out of the ground to hold the beams up for the six-story structure that'll be in place by next April here for our 2018 season at Knoxville Raceway. So we're very excited about the construction.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.